friendship, and your health.
Aha.
Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Multiple studies, including the MIT Age Lab and the National Institute on Aging, contend that maintaining healthy relationships throughout life are critical to cognitive health, physical health, well-being, happiness, and overall quality of life. As we age, we may outlive good friends, and once retired, it may be difficult to build new relationships. Mobility and health issues, coupled with the loss of a spouse, relocation, and no longer driving, can make maintaining social connections very difficult. Well, how can we get back into the social groove and build new relationships no matter where we are? Well, if you want to put yourself out there, start with low-pressure interactions. Just waving and saying hello to neighbors can be the beginnings of new relationships. Just a walk around the block on a nice fall day can offer opportunities to chat someone up. Pursue your interests. I have a good friend who loves working on model trains. He jumped in with a group of guys who rented a warehouse space to build and maintain several landscapes for trains. And if you're a bit more active, I don't know a better icebreaker than pickleball. Most facilities have open play, and they'll pair you with a different partner each game. And pickleballers are a pretty darn social bunch. I've been out there with them. They're great. Some people I know have been so involved in their careers and family, they haven't explored their own interests. Maybe they've even forgotten them. Well, it's never too late to find a new passion to investigate. Try something that seems impossible. Now, I want to learn to weld, believe it or not. I also want to expand my cheese-making repertoire. Challenge yourself, as I intend to with my life. Now, remember, there are a lot of people who may be in the same situation as you. They, too, want to make new friends. Reach out. Surprise yourself. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
All right, Don, thank you for coming in this morning, as always.
Well, I'm a friendly guy.
Appreciate your input. Yes, you are. You're one of the friendliest people that I know, Don.
You said that laden with sarcasm.
Very friendly person.
Well, you're friendly enough. Are you going to share some of
the dictionary and look up her friendly picture of Don Grant?
Exactly. Yeah. Are you going to share some of those cookies at St. Shelley's?
We may have a cookie, and I will explain what those are for.
Okay.
This is a special day for me. This is the day that I started in radio back in 1970.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's my anniversary day. 55 years in St. Shelley. Thought you'd send these in.
Wow. So I can have 55 cookies.
As many as you want, partner.
I'll just take one.
There's about 8 left. I've eaten about 7 of them already this morning.
If I can get it to the car without Huck taking a bite out of it.
Huck's going to grab it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 55 years.
55 years.
That's a long. Good for you, man. Congratulations.
That's right. Thank you.
Well, you've worked more years than I'm alive.
Well.
I'm lying.
You're older than that.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
You look older.
Thank you.
You look very old.
Thank you. And this is how you survive, by insulting people. What were you,
I'm being
Don Rickles of radio or something?
I'm
here.
Being friendly.
90% of the people
I don't insult people. I've seen Monster in the Closet.
That's an insulting enough.
Where do they send the Oscar on that?
Oh.
See there?
I didn't expect
I'm
that.
Kidding you.
You know.
Today is National Be a Dork Day. Coincidentally, by definition, a dork,
that just fits.
Dork is a person who generally lacks social skills and tends to have eccentric interests and hobbies.
Ted and I
know somebody. I won't mention it right now. I called him a pantload one time. Usually, a dork's fashion sense is also questioned, as their outfits tend to be mismatched,
yay,
ugly, or something most people would not prefer to wear. So, if you are a dork, today is your day to celebrate your dorkiness.
Are nerds dorks?
I think it's
kind of in the same genus. Yeah.
I think a nerd knows he's a nerd, though, and a dork may not know he's a dork.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
A nerd definitely knows what the word genus means.
Genus?
Yeah, thank you. Well,
I'll settle for limerick. Nerd.
Never mind. Genus Littlebrigida.
Yeah. There might be a limerick in that.
Probably. All right, no, have a cookie. I'm hearing something on the Facebook this morning. I'm hearing from a bunch of friends. So
well, good. Well, congratulations on 55 years.
55
years. That's wild.
Right, thank you. And we'll try. We're going for about 55 more.
Okay.
Actually, this is Steve and Ted show number 6,970.
70, right? Yeah.
And Ted and I have made a pact. We're going for number 7,000.
Oh, you'll go. You'll hit 7,000. That's like next month.
30 to go.
30 to go.
Wow.
Yeah, last week of August.
Scarlet uniforms flashed against the riverbank. Wooden skiffs glided in formation. A young swan gently lifted from the water was measured, inspected, and released. The annual five-day census of swans belonging to King Charles III, known as swan upping, began Monday on the River Thames to assess their health. Got to find out how the swans are doing.
Apparently.
One of the British monarch's less known titles is Senior of the Swans, Lord of the Swans. And according to ancient lore, he or she owns all members of the mute swan species found in Britain's open waters.
Mm. Long live the king.
All those swans are owned by the king or the queen, as it were. There you go. I didn't know that. I didn't know there was such a thing as swan upping. See, you learn something every day with Steve and Ted. No doubt about it.
It's good to be the king.
It's fun. Cost of a forever stamp now has increased to 78 cents. We told you it would yesterday. The previous price, 73. Postal Regulatory Commission announced a proposed price increase in May with the effective date of July 13th. Cost of a forever stamp in 2012 was 45 cents, and there have been price increases nearly every year since then, except for 2015 and 2020. USPS governors believe the new rates will keep the Postal Service competitive while providing needed revenue.
Yeah. I think that's a lot of
baloney. Competitive is what you want to define
it. For an organization that's at least $2 billion in debt, really? Raising the price of a stamp is going to turn things around?
It'll offset some of it anyway.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, that's
Steve, I can't tell you the last time I bought a stamp.
Okay. Some people still buy them, still use them. In fact, a lot of the, I don't know what they pay for them, but a lot of the nonprofit organizations flood my mailbox with material. Almost every day. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted.
Tom, with President Trump threatening tariffs of up to 100% on Russia and their trading allies, a potential impact on commodities and a farm market here in America?
Well, so far the news has not really shook the markets up. And I got a feeling to some extent that might be the news a lot of people have been waiting to hear, that maybe we can get closer and closer to putting this ridiculous war to an end.
All right. You think the Russians are going to go for it, huh?
Well, I don't know. Look at it this way, Steve. What happened when he gave Iran 60 days and they didn't take advantage of it?
All right.
Nor will Russia.
Yeah.
That's right.
They will do whatever they want to do, and we've seen what that is over the last 5 years.
Putin is a hard case.
He is. Okay. What do you think about the story out of Oklahoma, out of Jones, Oklahoma, where a farmer who just purchased a couple of water buffalo was trapped in a pen with them and was killed by the buffalo?
You know, I saw the headlines on that. I never read the article. It's like any animal. You got to be careful around them, you know. Even your regular cattle that are raised, you know, they can have a time that they can go berserk on you. And keep in mind, they are much, much bigger than what we are.
Yeah, these are the animals they're from Southeast Asia, actually. We see a lot of their photos over there. But, apparently he got trapped in a very confined space with these two, and then apparently this mashed him. So, and it also is a reminder, isn't it, that farmers and ranchers do sometimes have a dangerous job to do. There's dangers out there.
Oh, there most definitely is. I have had my share of spills with horses and cattle both. I've never got seriously injured, but I was just lucky. And they're something you got to respect.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep in mind, even something as small as a pig can be very dangerous, especially these wild boars that are running loose.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I used to own a rat terrier. There's a vicious animal.
There's nothing I hate worse than a little dog. I'd rather be around a big dog. Those little ones are ferocious.
You bet. They're tough.